can find your seat. We're going to continue on here. What are you looking forward to 2025?
I did not think through this question. what am I looking forward to in 2025? I am looking forward to finally finishing the spare room in my house.
The spare room in the house will be finished in 2020. Is that more Lord of a willing. Prayer or something?
That's a prayer. That's a prayer. Okay. I'm going to be honest. That was on the 2024 list. So we're just going to run it back 2025.
All right. Hey, everyone, welcome one more time. My name is Stephanie. I'm the lead pastor here at Mill City, and we're so glad that you're here for Cozy New Year's. This is our second time doing this, mm-hmm. and this is Pastor Ashish, if you haven't met him. He's the tall one.
Yes.
And Cozy New Year's Eve, we kind of think of it as, you know, we've got New Year's coming up in a couple days, and why not just come in a little bit cozier? If you're not cozy today, it can also be a mindset. And that's obviously what Pastor Ashish decided to do.
I just said that I constantly live in a state of cozy. This is cozy to me.
I told him that next year I'm going to bring really embarrassing slippers, and if he doesn't get the right outfit, he's going to wear those.
I did have Crocs that I could wear. I just was worried that every time I pressed the piano pedal, they'd slip off.
Does anybody have Crocs on here today?
Thank you.
Yes, the Crocs. Okay, good. All right, well, this is going to be fun. This is going to be a good time. I, on the other hand, decided to make a sweatshirt for today. So I overdid it, and you kind of underdid it,
to be honest. Balanced each other out.
Yes, yeah, so most of you who know me know that I am what I like to call snow positive. So I was very happy that we had snow for Christmas. And then that it started to rain. What was that? Come on, Minnesota. Get it together.
Get it together.
So I'm not cold positive. But it doesn't. If it gets too cold, it doesn't snow.
Yes.
And also, I'm not unsafe driving positive at all, obviously. We want safe driving, please, in the name of Jesus. But please join me in praying for snow. Pray for snow. That's what. Pray for snow. Pray for snow. All right. Hey, those of you who are kids or consider yourself a kid at heart, we are so glad that you're here with us. We mean this so much when we say, you are a part of our church now. Sometimes people say, kids are the church of the future. I don't know. You're here right now, so I think you're the church of now. And we're so glad that you're here. And everyone else, if you don't consider yourself a kid at heart, I'm going to need you to do that right now, okay? So let's get that mindset right now. You all should have gotten one of these bags when you came in. And if you didn't, like literally, you can get up right now and go get one from outside. But everyone should have one of these. And those of you kiddos, when you have an adult near you, or those of you kids at heart, you might need to grab an adult to help you with this, because you're going to want to just pull all the things out, but don't pull them all out if you can hold on to it, okay? What we're going to do is we're going to go through one thing at a time, and we're going to talk through each of them. Yes, go get it. We're going to talk through each thing as we go, and it's going to be our guide. We're going to have different things in here. But there's some fun things in here. Have you looked in here?
There are fun things in here.
I'm kind of surprising you with a lot of these things, Pastor Ashish. All right, good job, Lydia. All right, good. We got this. Okay. Now, last year, we spent a lot of months in the Sermon on the Mount. Who has been around for us being in the Sermon on the Mount? Okay, the Sermon on the Mount is the most well-known collection of teachings of Jesus. And the Sermon on the Mount looks like this structure, okay? It has an introduction, it has a conclusion, and then on the inside, it has three sections of three, okay? Three sections of three. And we've spent like a few months so far on this, and we're about to start again today with the Sermon on the Mount. And Maria, why don't you show us how far we've gotten? Okay, not that far, but we're at the beginning of chapter 6, and we're going to make it by Lent to the end of the Sermon on the Mount.
Lord willing.
He's here with us now, so Lord, help us. Okay, so today, we're going to take a very special deep dive experience in the most famous prayer in the history of the world, known as the Lord's Prayer. It's in Matthew 6, 9 through 13, where Jesus says, this is how you should pray, and then he gives an example of how you should pray. And I remember praying this prayer at the church I grew up in. We would pray it out loud together every single Sunday. Did anyone else go to a church where you would pray this prayer out loud every single Sunday? So people pray this prayer all over the world, every day, every Sunday. It's part of the thing that connects all the Jesus followers in the whole world to each other. And so today we're going to do that. But I thought, because we're going to talk about an experience of prayer, we're going to do a prayer experience together, I would ask AI for some jokes about prayer. Now,
what could go wrong?
What could go wrong? Here's the good news, and I use ChatGPT if anyone's wondering. They were all appropriate, so that was a good sign.
That's a good sign.
Okay? Now, I want to see if Pastor Asha thinks they're funny, okay? You can decide if you think they're funny as well. All right. I did title them kind of bad jokes from ChatGPT.
This is actually what I was looking forward to. I didn't say this during community time, but this was it.
Jokes from ChatGPT.
Yes.
All right. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Lettuce.
Lettuce who?
Let us pray.
Nice.
No? Okay. Nice. Why did the tomato go to church? Anyone?
Why?
That's your cue. VeggieTales.
Everybody's got a water buffalo.
We really should have had you practice some songs from VeggieTales.
I don't know if we should have, but.
Why did the tomato go to church? It wanted to catch up on its prayers.
Nice, nice.
Now, this proves that ChatGPT doesn't have the best theology, because guess what? You don't have to go to church to pray.
Yep.
I'm just saying, it's just artificial intelligence. We need to use our actual intelligence. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, why do prayers travel so fast?
Why?
Because they use the Godspeed network. That was bad.
I tried to muster a laugh there, but that was tough.
One more. Why don't prayers ever get tired?
Why?
Because they're always uplifting.
Okay. That was maybe the best one.
That was the best one. I don't totally get it, though. Like, they're lifting, they're up.
They're uplifting. So they're going up.
They're not tired.
They're lifting up.
Whatever. Anyway, all right. So ChatGPT, that was what you got from ChatGPT.
Yeah.
All right. Today, what we're going to do is we are going to go through the Lord's Prayer in these experiences, and there's going to be 7 sections. And I have 2 different versions of the Lord's Prayer, okay? So let's put those up. And in your bag, you can see that there is a little card that has these 2 different versions of the Lord's Prayer on it, but I have it up here on the screen. And the reason I put 2 different versions is, I don't know about you, but when we translate the English from Matthew, it's not the way that I typically pray. So I took the liberty to make a version of the Lord's Prayer that sounds more like my prayers. All right? And maybe one of these 2 sounds more like the way you pray, but you know what's cool about God? We can pray however we want to with whatever language makes sense to us. But it's pretty cool that Jesus taught us a specific way to pray.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? So here's our 2 different ways to pray. All right? The first one here up on the screen, I'll read the version from Matthew. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Now, in Matthew, it stops there. Doesn't mean the rest of the prayer doesn't matter. It's just a good point. It's not actually in. We added this beautiful ending, which is, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And that's a great way to end the prayer. I think it's really beautiful.
Yeah.
But that's the version in Matthew. So I wrote a version that I think just makes a little bit more sense for me, and maybe it does for you too. So here's my version, and you let me know if this makes more sense to you. If we're saying, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, we're basically saying, God is holy, God is special, and I just think of, like, yay, God! Okay, that's what I think. All right, your kingdom come, your will be done. We'll talk about this, but basically it means, hey, what would happen if Jesus was king of the whole world? How would his kingdom be different? And that would mean that the wrong things would be made right. And we're praying that God would make the wrong things right. And then it says, give us today our daily bread. I like bread. Anyone else? Bread? We had so much bread on Christmas. Like, I think we had like a little bit thing, only a couple things that weren't bread.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I love bread. But what this is actually about is that God will provide for us. And so just saying to God, give us what we need today. And the thing is about God is that God gives us what we need today. You know what I usually want? What I want for tomorrow. But God says he promises he'll give us what we need today. And then it says to forgive our debts as we've forgiven our debtors. This is who was a trespasses person? Some of you were forgive our trespasses. Okay, really this just means Forgive us for hurting you, God, and others, and help us to forgive others. That's what it means, all right? That makes more sense to me.
Yep.
And then when it says, lead us not into temptation, of course, we don't want to be led towards temptation, but it also means that God leads us towards good things. And so we can pray, Holy Spirit, please lead us in our lives. And then deliver us from the evil one. That's kind of spooky.
Yep.
Does it sound kind of spooky? My niece Mabel loves spooky, right? Spooky. But I think it's just really saying, God, please protect us. And we can pray in Jesus' name for protection. And then finally, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. That beautiful ending kind of just means God is the most powerful. You will forever be the most powerful. And does anybody know what the word amen means? So be it. Does anyone know what so be it means? Okay. I think it just means like, God, we believe that you can do it. You can do this. We believe in you. And that's what that amen. So there's the two different versions of the Lord's Prayer. So we're gonna talk through the second one today. So Maria, put up the steps that we've got here. So there's really like seven steps. And in your bag, there's something for all seven steps. How fun is that, right? So we've got rejoice, seek, provide, forgive, lead us, protect us, and trust us. And we're going to go through these things pretty fast. But the idea is that if Jesus taught us to pray this way, then when you're at home, even if you don't have a cute little bag, you can pray this way. And you can maybe remember one of these parts and you think, oh, that's what I need to pray about right now. I need to pray about protection, or I need to pray right now about how I rejoice because God is so good and that's so great. So we're going to go through one thing at a time. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Pastor Ashish, they don't really sound ready.
Yes, we're ready. We're ready.
They don't sound ready. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. The first thing and the most exciting thing that you need to pull out right now is your New Year's blower. Pull it out. Woo! Let's see if it makes noise. Oh, mine does. Mine does. Woo-hoo! Oh, some of them have ribbons on it. How do you get him to stop?
We should have ended with rejoice.
All right, let me see it. Let me see everybody's blower. Show me your blower. Okay, before you blow it again, you have to think of something right now, okay? And that is something that we appreciate about who God is. So put the next one up here, rejoice for us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, holy be your name. We're just saying like, yay, God. Like, there's so many wonderful things about who God is. And so now you have your little blower. Put that next one up for Maria. So this is what mine looks like the one that's on the next slide. But some of you, who has the ones with the sparkles on it? Ooh, look at that. This is fun. Now, I hope you have this for Tuesday night. But right now, we're going to think about the things that we want to celebrate and rejoice about who God is. So, Pastor Ashish, what is one thing that you love about who God is? Put that question up for us, Maria. What's one thing that you love about who God is?
I was trying to think through this question, and I think the thing I love about who God is that God hears prayer.
That God hears our prayers.
God hears our prayers. I was thinking in my life this past year, there have been big prayers that have been answered, but I specifically thought of a moment when I was redoing our basement, and I forgot to run a wire through the ceiling, but I had already attached the ceiling. And so I had to pull down the ceiling in order to rerun the wire. And as I was doing that, I had been reading this book, and the prayer that's central to this book is, Lord, enable me to do this. I give me the strength to do this. And it was one of those things that I just prayed in that moment. And it was like, God is seeing me in the mundane of this moment here.
Yeah.
And so one of the things I love about who God is that God hears prayer.
I love that. One of the things I think about that I love about who God is that God is a provider. And I think about so many times in life where I wish I had not just enough, but like a little bit more, so I wouldn't have to rely on God to provide. So maybe not enough strength or not enough energy or creativity or money or whatever it is. But isn't it so true that when you don't know for sure if you're going to have enough, you rely on God more? Mm-hmm. And that's why I think so many people who don't have very much things trust God so much because they need God every single day. So I love that God is a provider. So Pastor Ash is going to play just a couple of seconds of music, 20 seconds, and I want you to think in your mind about something that you love about who God is, or maybe a story about Jesus that you love, and then we're going to celebrate who God is with our blowers when Pastor Asher says we can, okay? So think right now, what are some things that we love about who God is? And you can talk to your adult about it if you want to. Something you love about who God is, about who Jesus is. God, we rejoice in you because you are loving, because you are kind. God, you are good. God, we thank you for your faithfulness. Jesus, we thank you for becoming a human and understanding what we've gone through. God, we thank you for being understanding. We thank you, like Pastor Asha said, that you hear our prayers. God, we rejoice that you are a God who is always with us. You are Emmanuel, like we celebrated in Christmas. We're so thankful for who you are. And as we think about going into the new year, we rejoice in who you are, God. We praise you for who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now?
Yeah.
Now. Okay. Yeah. Woo! All right.
That was great.
Now, Pastor Ashish would like everybody to put theirs back in their bag.
Just Pastor Ashish.
Just Pastor Ashish. I think we could do this for everyone, but he said we need to put it back in the bag. He's a dad now, so he knows what we need to do. Put it back in the bag. But you know what? At the very end, when we're all done, you can pull it back out and you can blow and make lots of joyful noise to the Lord, and then you can celebrate at the end of the year going into the new year, okay?
Yes. Yep.
All right. The second section is seeking. Okay. Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. These are big words. I don't even know totally what they mean right away until I think about it. But really what it means is, if Jesus was the king right now and there was no bad things, what would it be like? Everybody would be loving. Everything would be kind. Nobody would have any needs. And we know that Jesus' kingdom is coming now, and someday Jesus is going to come back and make all the wrong things right. But when Jesus was teaching us how to pray, he said, you should pray that the kingdom would come. You should pray that the wrong things would be made right. And guess what happens when you start praying for those things? You notice that you get to be a part of wrong things being made right. So for instance, one of the things that I think is not a good thing, it's really wrong, that any little kid would not have enough food. Does that seem like something that would be wrong? Yeah, that's bad. That's sad. But you know that even in our city, there's so many hundreds of kids that don't have enough food. And one of the ways that our church is part joining in with what God is doing to make wrong things right is by making sure that there are food packages that go home with every kid in the city of Minneapolis. All the schools that want to have a food bag get to have one because of a group called Every Meal that started in our church 13 years ago. And so now there's thousands of kids who get food every weekend in their backpack so they don't have to worry about having a meal at home. That's just one way that we as a church are a part of making a wrong thing right. God uses us to make wrong things right. That's like the coolest thing. And so what we get to do is we get to seek out the things where we see God doing cool things, where God uses a person or a situation to be able to make a wrong thing right. So maybe at school, there's somebody who's kind of lonely, and when you see someone become their friend or you become their friend, that's somebody making a wrong thing right. But we have to have a special sense of seeking and looking. So who here wears glasses like me? Anybody? Who's got contacts on but you're pretending you don't wear glasses? Okay, that's fine. Contacts are fine. You got the little contacts inside your eyeballs. What we have today for everybody is your 3D glasses. So pull out your 3D glasses. There we go. Okay. Now, if you go to a movie theater, sometimes they have these glasses and then there's a movie and it looks like things are kind of jumping out at you and it's really fun, right? But what we're going to think about today is, these are our kingdom glasses, okay? And when we look at the world around us, we can look at things like they just look to us. But when we ask God, show us what you're doing, God will show us things that we never would have imagined, okay? So take your glasses off and hold them in front of you. Now look at this picture up on the screen of this city landscape. Does it look kind of, it looks fine, right? It looks fine. This is obviously a very intricate picture of Minneapolis, as you can see. Now put your glasses on. Does it look kind of like some things are jumping out at you? Woo! Move your head around a little bit. Oh, wow, look at that, Pastor Ashish. Okay. When you ask God to show you things, it looks different than it would if you didn't pray. God, may your kingdom come. Show me your kingdom. Let's look at this next one's a school. How many people are going to school right now in some form? How many people are in school? Not today. Like next week you're going to go to school. The week after that. Okay. How many people are going to school but you go on a computer and it's online school? Okay, this is what a school used to look like, a building. A school building is this. And when you look at this school now, oh, I can read school a little bit better. I can see that it's 9 o'clock. I can see the trees and the leaves and the clouds. Even when we're at school, God is doing things. Even when we're at work, God is doing things. The question is, do we have our lenses on to see what God is doing? Okay, one more place. Here's a neighborhood. Look at that. Does that look like anybody's neighborhood? Looks a little bit like mine, but we don't have driveways in the city with that car. If I put my car on the lawn, my husband would not be happy about that. All right, and then you can look and you can see the mailbox jumped out, and you can see all of this looks so different and cool. So when you think about these lenses, think about, God, show me what you're doing. Show me what you're doing at home, in my neighborhood, at school, at work, with my family. And you can talk with your family about what it is that God is doing. So here is our next question. What is something you saw God do in 2024? What would you say, Pastor Ashish, you saw God do in 2024?
Yeah. Can I share two things?
Yeah.
I was tied. One thing was a bunch of us from Mill City, we ran the marathon for World Vision. And one of the things that was really cool was seeing the generosity of our community and the generosity of our city as we looked at this problem of kids not having access to clean water. Yeah. And seeing God work through that and also sustain all the runners was just an incredible, incredible thing. But then the other thing that is equally tied is we hosted this donut event. I shared this earlier this year for our neighbors. And it was this huge downpour, 30 minutes before the event was supposed to start.
How many donuts did you have?
We had four boxes full of donuts because we were ready for that. And then we invited our cousin down the road to come because we're like, no one's going to show up. So why don't you come enjoy some donuts with us?
One box of donuts per person.
One box, yeah, exactly. But then God brought people. And so we had about 25 neighbors there. And just seeing neighbors make connections and light bulbs go off of, oh, I could do this too, was just this really cool moment of engaging with our community in a way that we hadn't done previously.
Yeah.
So God really showed up in those ways for us.
Okay. I want you to just talk to somebody next to you, talk with your adult. What is something that you saw God do in 2024? Okay, you might have to think about it. Maybe put your lenses on. Think about it. What is something that God provided for, a way that you saw God in your family or in your school? So talk to somebody next to you while Ashish plays some music, and then we'll go to the next step. All right, finish up what you shared. I've got some questions for everybody here. How many of you in 2024 saw God provide something for somebody that needed something? How many of you saw God provide something? How many of you in 2024 saw God bring comfort to people who needed comfort? I know, I saw that. How many of you saw God bring healing? That's one of the things I was thankful for. God brought healing, sometimes physically, emotionally. Man, what if we look in 2025 for what God's doing? Can we imagine all the things? And so we pray, God, would you make the wrong things right as we go into 2025? And would you give us eyes to see your kingdom coming in our midst? That's what Jesus taught us to pray. Okay, the next step is provide. And for this one, we're looking at how in the prayer, Jesus says, give us today our daily bread. And when Jesus says that, he's talking about a very specific story that's way back in the Old Testament about how when God's people were in the wilderness, God provided for them food every single day. Guess what the people did when the food came? It came on the ground. There was all this food to eat. They said, let's store it all up. Let's keep it. I want to make sure I have enough for tomorrow. But God said, I'm going to give it to you every day. But they wanted to store it up. And then the next day, guess what? It was all stinky. Because God's like, no, don't save that. I'm going to provide for you every single day. But I don't blame them. That's what I want to do. I want to say, God, if you gave me enough for today, can I hold on to more of it and store it for tomorrow?
Absolutely.
But Jesus is saying, the way we pray is say, God, just give us what we need today. Can we say that together? Give us what we need today. Give us what we need today. But you know what? It's okay for us to ask God for things when we think about the future. And we are going to do something really special in the beginning of the year, starting on January 5th. We're going to have our 7 days of prayer, like Pastor Adobe told us. And we're going to have people praying every day for all sorts of things. And here's what we want. I want you to pull out your pencil and your little index card like this from your bag. And I am hoping that everybody can think of one thing that we can pray for you in 2025, okay? You don't have to put your name on it, but you maybe want to put your first name at least. You could put your whole name. And you can write one thing that you would love all of us to be praying for you. So you could say something simple like health. You could say something specific like we're hoping to find a place to live, a new place to live, or something like that that you're praying about in your life. You could pray about something that you need healing for. You could write that down. And these are your prayer request cards, okay? This is paper, people who aren't used to prayer requests on paper. You can also go to the hub and click on prayer and give us your prayer request online. But today, I'm going to ask you right now to write a prayer on here that you have a prayer request for. And when we take communion later, you're going to drop it off so we can pray for you. And if you feel willing to put your name on there so that when we're praying as a church in the 7 days of prayer, we can pray for your name. For whatever you're praying, your prayer request is. But it can be for anything that you're hoping that God would provide for you next year. What are you praying that God would do in 2025 or next week?
Yeah.
So you can write down anything that you would want. Do you have a prayer request you're going to write down?
Do you have a prayer request? That's a good question.
I have
question.
One for you.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
I am praying for the health of your new little baby.
Yes, yes.
But that's a big deal, right? Like, we all care so deeply about the little kids in our life. Kids, you need to know that there are people that pray for you every single day. I pray for you all the time because we care so much about your life. And so that might be a prayer request that some people have. For people in their life. So I'm praying for that for Ava.
Great. Since you got that covered,
yeah.
I'll just pray for the spare room that
the
needs
spare
to be
room.
Finished.
We'll pray. Asha's spare room. But you might have something specific of somebody in your life who needs healing or you need healing or provision in some way. So take just a second, write down your prayer request, hopefully where we can read it, and then at the end in communion, we'll have you drop it off so we can pray for that during the 7 days of prayer. So go ahead and write down, and your adults can help you to write something down for your prayer request. Go ahead. All right, keep writing your prayer requests. You have until the end to finish it. But we really want to pray for you. And the prayer team has done an amazing job crafting these 7 days of prayer for us to get closer to Jesus and to encounter Jesus. The next step is forgive. Forgive. I know I'm so thankful for the forgiveness that people have offered me in my life. I'm so thankful for the ways that God has forgiven me in my life. And so Jesus wants us to pray to forget, to ask for forgiveness from God and to help us forgive other people. I don't know about you, but I sometimes find it hard to forgive. Is anyone else willing to admit that there's times when it's hard to forgive other people? Okay, it's not just me. And so the next thing I want you to get out is this little bamboo thing. I don't want to give away what it is if nobody knows, but pull this out, this little bamboo. It's all different colors. Mine's blue and white. Little piece of bamboo. What's your color?
Blue and white is...
Yours is kind of teal.
Teal and white.
All right. So, I don't know. I think Pastor Ashish knows what this is, but I'm going to see if he knows.
Yes. It's a finger trap.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh! Now, your adult might have to do this because your fingers might be too small, kiddos, but Ashish, you're stuck with me, man.
This is a problem.
I don't think your wife's going to be happy about this.
Nope.
You can help. Okay. Make sure you, let's see, get put your finger, you can put your two fingers together And then you can, or you can do it with somebody next to you, like Ashish and I are. We're really stuck here.
We are.
Okay. Now, this is actually my husband JD's idea to do this. Okay. So if we can't get out of this, it's JD's fault.
He's in charge of the second set of worship, so.
Yeah, we're going to need you to just, his fingers are stuck. Now, the only way to get your finger out of the finger trap is to not pull them apart like we're doing now, but to push them together. Do you see that? Do you see how when we push them together, then it comes off? That's the same thing with forgiveness. When we're upset at each other, like this, oh, now you got your stuck.
Yep.
When we're upset, we want to pull away from somebody. Oh, I'm mad at you. You were mean to me. You took my toy. You took my thing. You tricked me into sticking my finger into this thing, and now I'm stuck on stage in front of everybody.
Yep.
Pastor Ashish, please forgive me. If you pull away from the person, you're still stuck in unforgiveness, which is maybe the worst feeling in the world. Mm-hmm. Unforgiveness is a trap when you don't forgive people. And so you have to move back towards that person, either in your heart or to them, and forgive them. And the same thing goes with God. When we need forgiveness, guess what? Sometimes I feel kind of ashamed, and I want to turn away from God because I feel bad that I did something that God might think is bad. But you know what? God says, come close to me.
Yeah.
Move towards God in asking for forgiveness. And so whatever it is in your life that you need forgiveness for, you can move towards God. Okay? All right, we're going to go to the next one. The next one is lead us. Lead us not into temptation, but we also want to pray that God would lead us towards good things. So pull out your prayer spinner, prayer wheel. Who's got one of these? Thank you to the May family and the Eilers family for putting together 400 bags for everybody. Let's give them a big round of applause. They made sure I knew that my spinners were not top quality that I ordered, so some of them spin well, some of them don't. So we'll do the best we can. This is so that you can think about all the areas of your life that God can lead you. Look at these different areas. God can lead us with our friends and our family. Jesus, lead me in my relationships. In our neighbors, with our neighborhood, God, show me how to love my neighbors. Sometimes our neighbors are the people that live next to us or the people that we spend time with at the park or at work. And at school and at work, Jesus, guide me in my marker at work. And at school and at work, Jesus, guide me in my place of work or at school as I do my best. And then praying that God would guide us towards the things that God cares about. Jesus, show me how the world that you love. Care about the things that God cares about. So here's our practice round, and you're going to be able to take this home, and this can be your prayer. Oh, I want to can spin this and you can say, okay, I'm going to pray for my friends and family. And you can think about someone in your life. Oh, I'm going to pray for my niece Mabel and pray that she has, that she's led towards wonderful things at school. And I can pray that God leads us in our friendship and our relationship because God wants to lead us in our life. So let's practice. Everybody spin. Let's see which one you get. Which one did you get?
I got God's heart. Jesus, show me how I can care for what you care about in the world you love.
Yeah. So like you just shared about, God cares about people having clean water.
Yep.
I got neighbors, so I can think about my neighbors and how I can pray for them. I've shared about, we have some neighbors that have two sets of twins that are 6 and 3. I can pray for them. It's easy to know how to pray for them.
Yes.
But I can also pray that God would lead us to love them well and to be good friends of theirs and to see their needs and to invite them into our life to help meet our needs as well. Who got school or work when you did your spin? Okay, so you can ask God to lead you in your school or at work, whatever work looks like for you. Sometimes that's at home. Who got your friends and family? Anyone get friends and family you can pray for? You can pray for how God will lead you. So if you put this somewhere, guess what? It'll remind you to pray. My husband calls these prayer prompts, and he leaves things somewhere, and sometimes I think he misplaced something, but it's actually so he remembers to pray, I guess. So I think it's just like sometimes a prayer prompt is the thing he forgot to put away. Just all of a sudden, it's a prayer prompt. But if you put this somewhere, it'll remind you to pray for those things, and you can do that in your life, to pray for those things. Okay, the next one is protect. Protect. I'm going to ask you something, Pastor Ashish, and you need to be honest. Are there times when you feel afraid?
Yes.
Oh, wow. You really have all of them.
I think just like looking down, it's just, in my mind, it feels like a further distance to fall.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's just, yeah.
Okay. We won't go too much deeper into your fears.
No.
Hey, if Pastor Ashish is afraid sometimes or all the time, then that means it's okay if we have fear sometimes, right? All of us have fear sometimes. One of the times that a lot of us are afraid, I think, is at the nighttime. Sometimes because we're afraid of dark, but sometimes I think it's because it's a time when our minds think about a lot of things. And so in here we have for you something special, and this is a nighttime prayer card that you can put by your bed, or you can put somewhere in your near where you sleep. You could tack it up to the wall or something like that. But there's also something else special in the bag for you. And if you look really close, you'll see that there are glow-in-the-dark stickers for everybody. I know! Stickers! Oh, I love stickers! And if you put these stickers on here, then guess what? When you turn out the lights before you go to bed, what's going to happen? It's going to glow! Yeah. And then it'll remind you that you can pray this very simple prayer. God, please protect me. The evil must go in the name of Jesus. Did you know that Jesus tells us that we can pray in his name and we have power and authority in the name of Jesus? Guess what? I don't have any by myself.
Nope.
I don't have very much power by myself, very much authority at all. But if we pray, evil must go in the name of Jesus, what happens? Evil must go in the name of Jesus. So let's read this card together. God, please protect me. Evil must go in the name of Jesus. So you can put your glow-in-the-dark stickers on here and put this up at home so you can remember that you can pray this prayer of protection. Guess what? You don't need a pastor. You don't need an adult. You don't need somebody smart like Pastor Ashish. You can just, anybody can pray this prayer. You are all smart enough and you all have authority for one reason, and that's because of
Jesus.
The name of Jesus, yeah. So this is your protect prayer. Okay, at the end of the Lord's Prayer, guys, we made it to the seventh step. I can't believe it. Whew! We got everything in. Did we do everything in our bag? At the very end of the Lord's Prayer, did you remember me telling you that they added like a fun ending? It's not in the Bible. That's okay. That's a really cool thing. And so the prayer that people pray all over the world is, yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And I think that's a really beautiful prayer, but kind of like, what does it mean? I think it just means, God, you are the most powerful forever. God, forever you are the most powerful. And I want to tell you guys that there's times when I don't know if I believe that in my heart. And we need to remember when we pray this prayer, God is the most powerful. God is more powerful than any leader. God is more powerful than any evil. God is more powerful than everything in the world. And when Jesus invites us to pray, I think it's a good ending for us to say, wow, Jesus taught us to pray. And we say, and Jesus, God, you are the most powerful. And then we say amen, which just means we believe it. We believe you can do this. So be it. We believe that you can do this. And so I want to just end by inviting you to take this 7 days of prayer card and look at all the opportunities that we have. Begin to think about how you can join in. Some of you are like, Pastor Steph, this is 8-point font. I cannot read this. I understand. It's on our website. Just go to the hub, and you can read all about the 7 days of prayer. And you can sign up for the training that's going to be on January 11th, and there's something special about the training. During the training for adults, there is going to be a training for elementary kids at the same time about listening to God. And so when you sign up, you can sign up your elementary student, and then anyone in middle school and high school can come with us, with the adults, to the prayer training on January 11th at that time. But you do need to sign up for that. But we're going to have all these ways to pray. And I just want to tell you, I have felt on my heart for a long time that we need to have a focus of prayer as we go into the new year. And this is the year that we're going to do it. We're going to make that become a habit in our church to focus on prayer as we go into the new year. And we're going to pray all year long, but we're going to have 7 days when we focus on prayer. So can you put this up on your fridge and look at that so that you can be a part of those 7 days of prayer? There's ways for people to pray all the time. You don't have to be able to do any one specific thing. There's something for everybody. Just go to the prayer website on the hub and read all about it. So I'm going to close in prayer, and then Pastor Asha shall lead us through our final time of worship. So let's pray this final prayer of trust in God together, so everyone's heart can pray together. Jesus, we thank you that you are the most powerful. Help us to believe you and trust you that you are more powerful than anything in the world. As we go into this new year, we want to pray and trust you with our hearts and encounter you, Jesus, because you are the one that makes the biggest difference in our lives. The difference that you make, Jesus, is everything in our lives. Help us to trust you. Help us to bring these prayers to you where we can rejoice in who you are, where we can ask you to provide, where we can ask you to trust, to give us the trust that we need, and where we can ask you to protect us, God. And we pray that you would lead us in every area of our lives. We thank you, we love you, and all God's people said, amen. We believe that you can do this. Amen.